Greetings again. It's Pastor Bob, and this is Acts in June, episode 14. If you're keeping track, I know that because it's June 14th. That's right. But we're on chapter 13. So, not in complete synchronicity, but close. Hey, chapter 12 was yesterday. A lot of little things that are important happened in chapter 12. We learned that James, the brother of John, was killed. That Peter was imprisoned and had a miraculous escape from prison. We learned that Herod Agrippa died after the people who heard him speak gave him a great ovation and were shouting, "It's the voice of a god." Instantly, the Lord struck Herod with a sickness, and he was consumed with worms and died. And at the very end of chapter 12, when Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission in Jerusalem, they returned to Antioch, and they took John Mark with them. So here's chapter 13, friends and neighbors, the book of Acts, chapter 13. Among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simeon, called the Black Man, Lucius from Cyrene, Menaean, the childhood companion of King Herod Antipas, and Saul. One day, as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Dedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work I have for them." So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. Sent out by the Holy Spirit, Saul and Barnabas went down to the seaport of Seleucia and then sailed for the island of Cyprus. There, in the town of Salamis, they went to the Jewish synagogues and preached the word of God. John Mark went with them as their assistant. Afterward, they preached from town to town across the entire island until finally they reached Paphos, where they met a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar Jesus. He had attached himself to the governor, Sergius Paulus, a man of considerable insight and understanding. The governor invited Barnabas and Saul to visit him, for he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, as his name means in Greek, interfered and urged the governor to pay no attention to what Saul and Barnabas said. He was trying to turn the governor away from the Christian faith. Then Saul, also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked the sorcerer in the eye and said, "You son of the devil, full of every sort of trickery and villainy, enemy of all that is good, will you never stop perverting the true ways of the Lord? And now the Lord has laid his hand on punishment upon you, and you will be stricken a while with blindness." Instantly, mist and darkness fell upon him, and he began wandering around begging for someone to take his hand and lead him. When the governor saw what had happened, he believed and was astonished at what he learned about the Lord. Now, Paul and those with him left Paphos by ship for Pamphylia, landing at the port town of Perga. There, John Mark left them and returned to Jerusalem. But Barnabas and Paul traveled inland to Antioch of Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they went to the synagogue for the services. After their usual readings from the book of Moses and from the prophets, those in charge of the service sent them this message: "Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for us, come and give it." So Paul stood, lifted his hand to quiet them, and started speaking. "People of Israel," he said, "and you devout Gentiles who fear the God of Israel, listen to me. The God of this nation of Israel chose our ancestors and made them prosper in Egypt. Then he powerfully led them out of their slavery. He put up with them through 40 years of wandering around in the wilderness. Then he destroyed seven nations in Canaan and gave their land to Israel as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After that, judges ruled until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people begged for a king, and God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, who reigned for 40 years. But God removed him from the kingship and replaced him with David, a man about whom God said, 'David, son of Jesse, is a man after my own heart, for he will do everything I want him to.' And it is one of King David's descendants, Jesus, who is God's promised Savior of Israel. But before he came, John the Baptist preached the need for everyone in Israel to turn from sin and turn to God and be baptized." As John was finishing his ministry, he asked, "Do you think I am the Messiah?" "No, but he is coming soon, and I am not even worthy to be his slave." "Brothers, you sons of Abraham, and also all of you devout Gentiles, this salvation is for us. And we'll stop here for the day. The first half of chapter 13 of the book of Acts. Tomorrow, we'll come back and finish up this chapter and then keep moving on. Remember the last line today. It's verse 26. "Brothers, you sons of Abraham, and also all of you devout Gentiles who fear the God of Israel, this salvation is for us." Amen.